Enough politics, it's summer, and you are probably trying to cool off. Reporter Melanie Peoples found relief from the heat on the Styx River in South Alabama, which is where she caught up with Reggie Smith, a fellow who has raised tubing to an art form. Melanie went out with him, and she sent us this week's audio postcard.
Achieving enlightenment takes a little planning.
Anybody have anything else that needs to go in this ice chest before I fill it up with ice?
In the grassy parking lot of the Styx River Canoe and Tube Rental Company near Mobile, Alabama, there are crucial fundamentals to consider.
Sunscreen. Radio, okay.
You're going to get burnt. I said if you drink the beer, you won't care about the sun getting burnt.
And you got to have good people with you. That's the other important thing.
Once everything's accounted for, the company hauls us 4 miles upstream to the launch spot so we can float back down to our cars. There, all 10 of us wade into a mountain of inner tubes where Reggie warns me off an oversized one.
You've got to be able to paddle and look out for other people and be able to get to your beer and get to the radio and still communicate with people. So equipment is definitely, the right choice of tube is definitely very important.
The coolers get squeezed into tubes too and put on leashes so they don't float away. Then it's time. We are on the water, and the morning's planning begins to pay off. The coolers are all in reach. Someone turns on the radio that's bolted to Reggie's cooler, and it just kind of starts to sink in.
This is the moment that I just look most forward to, is getting started, popping a top on a beer, and just being right in the middle of the river with no paddling, just going, listening to music. You don't get better than this.
And it doesn't. We float past sandbars where people are picnicking, playing volleyball. Reggie is out in front, spinning little circles as he floats along. Then, pulling up on a sandbar, it's time for lunch. That's right. Reggie's buddy Steve strapped a fold-up grill to his cooler and floated it down with some charcoal.
Can you imagine we're barbecuing underneath a magnolia tree? How much more southern can you get than that?
This is not a group of people to let a little gunfire get in the way of a good time.
Don't you love the gunfire in the background? Shooting range right away from the river.
And we're back on the river.
Okay, everybody, let's shove off. Splash.
Yeah.
Rolling. Don't I have some beer in that ice chest, Amy?
Reggie has someone else towing his cooler today and had the forethought to stash a little beer in everyone's cooler. That way, he's never too far away from a cold one. Which was really a good idea, because you'd hate to be rolling along empty-handed. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples on the Styx River.
Believe me, it will not get enough.
Photos of the river trip, but no beer, at npr.org.